head coach of the Texas Tech men's basketball team, Pat Knight, joining the Monsters of the Midday here in Houston today on 790. Coach, it's Ted and John here in Houston. Really appreciate the time. We'll certainly ask you about your basketball squad coming up, but I know folks in Lubbock are getting fired up for the football season coming up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because we know they have a good team. I don't know what I have yet, so I'd rather talk about the football team.
Don't say that too loud now, Pat. We know better than that. But, yeah, you know, talk about that buzz there. You know, Texas Tech traditionally, I mentioned this to somebody earlier, whether, you know, Tech fans, you know, appreciate it wholly or not, has always been more of the pursuer than the pursuee. And now in football, you know, they're the guys that people are going to be coming after in football. And, of course, you've got some experience that with, you know, with the basketball programs that you've been associated with. You know, what is that going to be like for Tech fans?
You know, it's a good time right now, really, on our campus. You know, football. I was with Coach Leach the other night at his fantasy camp, and I actually was flying on the plane and actually didn't have to talk about basketball for once. Everybody was so curious about football because ESPN did a great job, you know, a week ago when they had their, all their, football shows just really pubbing up, you know, Texas Tech and what Coach Leach has done. And I mean, everyone's excited because, you know, you won't hear this from a lot of basketball coaches, but football is the main sport at every school. I don't care what anyone tells you. You know, that's your lifeline, you know, from a money-making situation.
Sure.
And so when the football team's good, it really makes life easier for everybody else because they get the most publicity. It helps in my recruiting. You know, and it just makes the campus, I mean, it's great right now because, you know, it's the first sport really to get going right when school starts. You know, we have a game the first Saturday, the first week school gets going. And so, I mean, the buzz on campus right now is great. And it's really just, you know, and it's all because of football.
Let me ask you basketball, turning to basketball here. I know I was pretty pleased to see a pretty good friend of mine become your associate head coach, Chris Beard. Give me your thought process on that. And is that just another part of, you know, Pat Knight making this his program and rewarding those that have kind of come up with him?
Yeah, it's a little both, you know, but, you know, it's something, you know, my dad would have done too. So, you know, if I would have left, Chris has just been here for 7 years since we got things going, mm-hmm. and he deserves it. And he's got all my confidence and trust, and it's a way for me to show other ADs now when they start looking for guys to hire, you know, they need to look at my guy. I mean, yeah. I got enough trust in him to make him associate coach because, I mean, that's not something, you know, you just give to a guy. I mean, it's got to be a guy that, you know, when you're not around, that you can trust your program in his hands. And I thought it was well deserved for Chris. And it's something I've had in my mind before we went out recruiting in July.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make sure he didn't get lazy on me in July, so I didn't even tell him about it. So we just got back off the road in July. And he's a kid. I mean, he's just worked his ass off for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way to reward him. And that's, you know, you can only do so much as a coach to reward your people. And, I think one of the major things is showing them your confidence and trust. And that's what that title means.
Talking with Texas Tech head basketball coach Pat Knight. And Pat, definitely wanted to ask you about your dad. We've had him on the show in the past and got a real kick out of watching him do the TV work with the tournament going on. What's he been up to lately? And just kind of fill us in because it's kind of weird taking a look at men's college hoops without Bob Knight front and center.
Yeah, it's not the same. You know, a lot of guys miss him. You know, a lot of us hope, you know, he actually gets back in it because it's just good to have him in the game.
Hmm.
But, you know, he's been doing a lot of hunting and fishing, traveling.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. But, you know, he was just in our office today. And actually, it was the first basketball question I've asked him in about 3 months because I've been recruiting so much. And so now we're done pretty much, you know, with recruiting in July. I got to start getting ready for individual workouts at the end of August. And I finally was able to talk some basketball with him. And so it's nice to have him. You know, when he pops in the office, you know, you got to utilize him. But, you know, he looks good, he feels good, and so I don't know what he's going to do, you know, with the TV stuff or anything like that. I just know, God, he's got a trip. He's going to Russia to go fishing in a week, and, I mean, he's keeping himself busy, but, you know, we don't mind having him around at all because, I mean, you can't ask for better, you know, brain when it comes to basketball, so we really try to use him.
Hey, how are you going, or are you, do you have to coach differently with a new three-point line?
You know, I think you do. You know, when it comes to the ball screen situation.
Yeah.
But you know, like my dad and I were talking today. He's like, you got to be really careful. You got to see how your guys adjust to it. And if your guys are starting to have some problems with it, that means somebody else is. And I just think naturally it will. Kids' shot mechanics are so bad.
Right.
That now you take a step back. So now maybe on the ball screen situation, you can go under a lot more.
Right. That's what I was wondering about.
You might not have to trap the ball screen. And so that's actually the question I asked him today. You know, I was sitting with about five coaches last week in Kansas City, and we're sitting having dinner, and we were discussing. And I was like, you know, instead of all of us trying to figure it out, let me ask the guy that knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when my dad came in today, was the first thing I asked him, because now that we're trying to get our individual workout set, which we can work with guys in groups of two for 3 weeks, then we get our whole team. You know, what do we need to change, you know, philosophy-wise when it comes to offense and defense because of the three-point line?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the same thing, about going, whether you're going to go over the screen as much or not. I know you've got some good connections with another kid that I know real well, and Mike Singletary. Now you got, of course, Corbin Ray coming up there from Taylor out of this area. You're making some hay in our town over here, man.
We have to. I mean, all the good basketball players pretty much are over in Houston and the Dallas area. You know, it'd be nice if we had more kids we could recruit in West Texas, but it's just not the case. And so we really got to try to make a dent, and we've been able to do that the last couple of years. And I think you'll even see probably in this recruiting class coming up, you know, that, you know, we get somebody from that area. And so really for us, that's the lifeblood of our high schools, Dallas and Houston. And then we try to get to Louisiana a little bit, but then we go junior college after that.
Great stuff with Pat Knight, Texas Tech head basketball coach. I'm always up for some basketball talk, Coach.
Oh, hey, I am too, but I don't mind the football deal right now.
That's right. All right, tell Chris Beard John Lopez says hello, and we will talk to you again down the road.
Hey, anytime. You guys call me, I'll be glad to come on.
All right. Pat Knight, Texas Tech basketball coach. That was fun.